Last week, the Springdale Municipal Airport announced receipt of a $150,000 renovation grant from the Arkansas Department of Aeronautics to help pave the way for a new terminal access road. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with James Smith, facilities manager at the Springdale Airport, about the grant, the project, and the importance of a municipal airport to the area. Smith started by explaining where the funding for the grant comes from.
It's part of the tax that all the pilots pay for fuel.
Okay.
So it's all part of the state grant.
Okay. All pilots or just the pilots that use the Springdale Airport?
All Arkansas pilots or all pilots that buy fuel in Arkansas.
What will these funds be used for? What's going on over there?
Well, we have two fuel farms. One's been in since, I think, the mid-80s, and the other one's been in for about 7 years. And we need to remove the one that's old for the fact that it's just becoming high maintenance. And we've got a new perimeter road that we're putting in for the terminal. So we have an access road that we're putting in, and this fuel farm's in the way.
Where will they be moved to?
There's a fuel farm that's just due east of where this one is, and we're going to lay a new tank in there.
Okay. What is the need for a new road?
Well, right now, the Airport Avenue that comes into the terminal building is right next to Jones Elementary School, and then a trucking company on the south side. So you have semis that pull up and back in and block the road, and then twice a day, it's just almost impossible to get up the road due to school traffic.
Who uses the Springdale Airport?
Well, you have all your local business people, Tyson's, Bruner and Lay, Lindsay's, George's, and you got a lot of charter jets that come and go.
Do you have numbers? I mean, how many planes take off daily? What is your monthly, yearly usage?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have it right in front of me. I know we are the third largest airport in Arkansas for home-based airplanes. So Little Rock and North Little Rock is the two airports that has more home-based aircraft than us.
What do you mean by home-based?
Meaning the amount of hangars that we house aircraft.
All right.
So we have probably about 150 planes that's stationed on this field.
And that's primarily the businesses that you named, but surely there are also individuals.
Like I said, the majority of the aircraft on the field is general aviation, just small aircraft, individual pilots.
Like you? Do you have a plane?
I do not.
You don't?
I know a lot of people who fly, so I have all the options.
This being the third largest in the state, what is the importance of having an airport like the Springdale Municipal Airport? I mean, you know, there's X&A just not too far away.
Right. X&A is totally different than us. X&A is for passenger airlines. So they deal with all the passengers. We deal with all the business end of it and the private charter service. So we take care of a different clientele totally.
Completely.
So when X&A went in, it really didn't affect us.
Not at all.
None.
What about, I know there's Drake Field in Fayetteville. How is Springdale different from the Fayetteville Airport?
Basically, it's about the same. We're both GA airports, so we're general aviation. And so we take care of business clients, charter services, individual planes. So,
where does the funding come from for just the maintenance and day-to-day stuff that goes on there?
We have all of our hangar rentals and then a fuel sale. Our FBO, Summit Aviation, Summit, they pay a fuel flowage fee to the city. So we use that into our budget.
When will you get started on this project?
The fuel farm is set to begin June, and they're hoping to have it completed early August.
Do you think the road will be completed by the time school starts in August?
No.
No.
I wish, but I would say it's going to be probably starting shortly thereafter.
Yeah. It won't start until August.
Right, because the fuel farm is the beginning of that project, and we have to put the road out for bid and then apply for grants from the Federal Aviation.
I know. I mean, Springdale is growing eastward out toward the airport. Has the growth of the area affected the Springdale Airport?
No. We pretty much control a five-mile radius, the airspace over the airport. So anything going within that range has to be airspace through the FAA. So they keep us posted for anything coming or going, and also they have to be approved through the city engineer. So they're all aware of our airspace.
James Smith is the facilities manager with Springdale Municipal Airport. He says the airport is planning another project, a $1 million renovation of the terminal, with the hopes of expanding the balcony at the terminal restaurant, Flaps Down Grill, for optimum runway viewing. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.